101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Duluth, Minnesota. That was Low with Just Like Christmas off their Christmas album, released back in 1999, compiled from old singles and radio appearances. And as the inscription in the liner art states, as I do this not from memory, but despite the commerce involved, this album was a gift to you. And ho, ho, ho. In case the stores haven't been telling you yet, since October, Yule is upon us, even here on Radio Free GAC, broadcasting here from CITR 101.9 FM on your FM and cable dial in Vancouver, and we're also on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is GAC, and you can call the studio here at 604-822-2487 for any of your requests or questions. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. I'll do a little Gavin Walker shout-out here to Checker Cabs for getting me here so quick, because as of about, half hour ago, I was still on the phone at work, so it was a mad dash here on bells and whistles. But since I'm not available next week, and just to fit in with the theme that we just heard with Jolly John Tanner, this is the holiday episode with all the carols you don't know and haven't heard umpteen times yet. With the onslaught of bad hymns, schmaltzy sentiments, and those barely able to hold a to a tune thrive this year. But I found a few little ditties and pastiches that should at least get you away from the ledge. Some of these songs are a standard December canon for me, and I hope they find a way into your head to fight off yet another take on Silent Night, Jingle Bell Rock, or some other seasonal song featuring sleigh bells. But we'll start off with probably one of the most preeminent bands ever, the Beatles. And what we'll do actually is we'll specifically focus on their 1968 Holiday Fan Club single, comprised of a collage of odd sounds, musical snippets, and individual messages. 40 years ago, the 7-minute record went out to everyone who subscribed to the Fab Forbes fan club. And there's quite a range of songs here that eventually appeared like on the White Album and sort of, well, they sort of messed a lot of things up. They're no longer asking for candy from their fans, and they've gone quite heady in this studio here, and they've invited Tiny Tim along. So, Merry Crimble and whatnot, this is the Beatles' 1968 holiday album on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968. Going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload of hip-throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again, another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity all the way from America to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
At the third stroke, it will be
Ringo Starr.
Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am. Certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5 this evening, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years.
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career, and he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in sentence, cesspool, Alnwick Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal, Aronowitz, including, I might add, hoc vitellova tutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a manservant tile detectively lasting barred up in a love busy Gary Dale time. How close can you get his begging every under the council originally a bad feeling
court? We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful and what a thrill it is talking here. In Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Right. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time, and I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then. And now, exactly, I did it then. He's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans. Nobody hasn't got a point of view.
God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
Time bound. the bear and cried out, "Merry Christmas, my friend!" The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
From Florida, that was, what was that? That was The Royal Guardsman with Snoopy's Christmas, a play on the true tale about the Christmas truce during World War I, when German troops and the Allied forces took a break on Christmas Day and actually had dinner together and gave away presents before then going the next day and killing each other again. That's off of one of the first Christmas records I remember, records I remember at home, Snoopy and His Friends, released in 1967, so many years before I was born. The Royal Guardsmen were inspired by the Peanuts comic, particularly when Snoopy started entering surrealism and became a World War I flying ace, fighting against the Red Baron all the time. Though the band were initially sued by Charles Schulz for the recordings, they eventually came to an agreement, and Schulz encouraged the group to keep recording songs. And they're still active to this day, and they released a song earlier this year called Snoopy vs. Osama. Not Obama, just to make sure, but yeah, Osama. We'll keep on with the 60s vibe here, though. We won't keep honest about the time frame here. L.A. band Jigsaw Scene, a revivalist act with a warped sense of glee. They initially released a version of this song back in 1989, but they released it in 2004 through Vibraphonic Records. We'll paint this interpretation of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen black, shall we? This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, time.
We heard there the Grateful Dead. That was off their first studio album. I can barely hear myself over those chimes. Anyways, yeah, that was off their first studio album, their self-titled debut back in 1967, and that was a version under 3 minutes of Cold Rain and Snow. And then we started off there with Jigsaw Scene, not the Rolling Stones, but the Jigsaw Scene and their take of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. What we have up is a little bit more garage, but a little bit slightly more modern. Anyways, we have King Kong and the Barbecue Show. And this appears on the flip side to a tour single that they had split with the Black Lips on a recent tour. It came out last year, and King Kong's had a fantastic year, not only with the Barbecue Show, but along with the Shrine as well, too. So we'll listen to, not the Shrine, the little chimes here going off in the weird organ, but we'll listen to that B-side, which is called Plump Righteous, and you're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Tennessee. Christmas time, rock and roll. Holiday season with a little soul. I just got to try. Oh, there's a loving baby, you and I. Be your Santa Claus. Woo! I'm gonna love you this Christmas. Oh, rock and roll. Happy New Year, Dad. I'm the kind of tuna kick your ass. I'm gonna get drunk this Christmas. I'm gonna tie one out. Christmas. I got the spirit of giving. I'm gonna love you this Christmas, mate.
And that was John Spencer with Big Yule Log Boogie. And you can find that on Sub Pop Single, actually part of the 90s Sub Pop Singles Clubs, where anyone at the time could have signed up as a member, and they would have received a new 7-inch record every month or so from pretty well anyone. They didn't actually have to be on the Sub Pop roster at all. So this is John Spencer right after his Pussy Galore days and right before the blues explosion took off. And actually on that, he was joined by future boozer Jude Bauer. And that, if you are curious, is a singles club record 180. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Radio Free GAC. This is a PSA for the School of Music.
The UBC School of Music has jazz, opera, choirs, symphonies, and more. Visit www.music.ubc.ca for listings of free and nearly free musical elixirs to keep you warm all winter long.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
This is Radio Free GAC here, and coming up next, we actually have a little bit of dipping in towards more eccentric music here. We'll start off with a great band from the New Zealand Flying Nun record label, and this will be The Chills. They released several Christmas singles, and they're actually all featured mostly on their 3-CD collection of The Secret Box. And naturally, right now, Christmas in what the Kiwis call either God Zone or Aotearoa of New Zealand. It's summer holidays there, so everyone's out basking in the sun, and there's no snow, and it's not cold. But, well, we have the sun, and we can bask in it for a rarity here in the Vancouver wintertime. So we'll listen to, after we listen to these little wonderful organs here, this will be The Chills, and the song is Special Time on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Christmas Day of the Robot by Servotron, off the There Is No Santa Claus single from 1996. The three songs on that single told a bizarre tale of a robot replacing Saint Nick, and as you can tell by the mass execution thing, not everything really turns out that well, though the other two songs are more interpretive synth workouts as Servotron crushes everything remotely festive. And before that, we had the chills. There was Special Time. We'll continue to get wonky as we drift into more electronic madness. A few years ago, the 8-Bits People label compiled a collection of Christmas carols as performed by chiptune artists using modified Game Boys and other older computer technology. From 2003's The 8-Bits of Christmas, this is Jerzy from Poland with Jesus Holy, Born So Lowly. This is Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver. We'll be right back. Okay. That was the Go Team with Ice Storm, or The Ice Storm, as recorded live at, was it KCRW or KEXP? This is good to remember because I listen to both stations, but it was for a live performance for one of our fine West Coast brethren in the United States. And it's sort of fitting since parts of the Eastern Seaboard had to deal with this past weekend. New England, New York, Pennsylvania all lost power with a monstrous ice storm, similar to the one that struck like Quebec and Ontario about 10 years ago. You can find that on the Brighton Sexton's version, at least, of The Winter Phenomenon on the EP The Power Is On. That live one appears on the Audio Assault selection. And before that, we had Fog Node and their interpretation of various artists' versions of Carol of the Bells, which you can find on the Mutated Christmas compilation, curated by Corporal Blossom for Illegal Art, home to other copyright infringers like everyone's favorite party machine, Girl Talk. My name is Gak, and the show you're listening to is Radio Free Gak on UBC's ever-glamorous CITR. Community radio to sail along with.
Fun music in collaboration with CITR 101.9 FM and La Vanguardia are pleased to present the French Electronic Pop Festival on Sunday, December 21st at Pabst Pub, 403 East Hastings, featuring French chanteurs Sensation Elodio, Winter Myth, and emerging artist Nodophagus. This will be the first visit ever to Vancouver for French artist Elodio, who will be performing songs from her new album, Stubborn. Winter Myth will be performing to support their new release, Heirloom. Nodophagus are very much influenced by music and poetry from Europe and South America. Don't miss the French Electronic Pop Festival on Sunday, December 21st at Pat's Pub, brought to you by Van Music, La Vanguardia, and CRTR 101.9 FM.
Meet me at the schoolyard.
Ooh, there's a little bit of Hawaiian spirit there. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can listen to us online at www.citr.ca. You can either listen to us live through an MP3 stream, or you can then, after the show, download an MP3 copy of the shows that you just heard through a podcast. And that's all there, www.citr.ca. I'll follow up shortly, although actually I'll come up before that, but I'll come up with one of the greatest Christmas pieces you'll ever need. But before we get there, let's hear from Patton Oswalt first about one record he grew up with during the holidays. From 2004's performance at Austin's 40 Watt Club, here's Oswalt from his Feeling Kinda Patton album and his Christmas memory.
When I was growing up, my favorite Christmas memory was the Alvin and the Chipmunks album because we had it on LP. And you know what I'm talking about? The young Christmas time. Here. Remember that song? The little chipmunks are singing, and then there's that guy, Dave, going, "All right now, chipmunks, let's all..." My brother and I had that on an LP, so what we would do is we would play that as slow, on the slowest speed possible on the record player. So then it sounded like four normal monotone guys just singing this boring Christmas song, and then this demon from like the ninth level of traitors and murderers just screaming at them. And then it was so different. It was like, "Christmas, Christmas, time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer." Okay. Okay. Yeah. day.
That was Frank Black, or Black Francis, otherwise known as leader of the Pixies, and he headed up the Catholics there for a while, and that was the demo for what we know isn't really a holiday song, but it is called a holiday song. So that demo was punched up by the Two Pale Boys production team, and they passed it along to the Colliery Brass Band to make it into a holiday song, which segued nicely from what we heard beforehand, which was one member, at least, of the Canadian Brass, or at least a tuba player, Charles Dellenbach, accompanied by an unknown, possibly masked pianist, with I Saw Three Ships, which was part of an album that was sold with sheet music for brass sections by Hal Leonard called The Canadian Brass Christmas Solos for Tuba, around 1986. And then we start off, yes, with Patton Oswalt with My Christmas Memory. This is CITR Vancouver.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
All right. This is Radio Free Yak here on said CITR station. And coming up now for the next 10 minutes is one of my holiday classics. As passed to me by one of my faithful podcast subscribers many, many a year ago during our heavy cassette trading days. We know next to absolutely nothing about who these guys are or were, but we could surmise they're knowledgeable about Quebec, so they're quite likely Canadian. They take one of the best holiday TV specials and proceed to geek out. From sometime around 1994 or earlier, this is a triple-doubled copy of the Star Wars Theater and their version of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas on Radio Free GAC, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Christmas, spread your cheer.
Once there was a Grinch who hated Christmas because his heart was two sizes too small.
But he had a cute little dog, and he once cut out this Santa suit and went down to raid a village that he hated because on Christmas Day, all the people of that village would go and start playing with their little hoo-lonkers and club clinkers.
And wong-wongers and coos-coosers.
And lobe-lonkers and wobe-flonkers.
And clab-clabbers and hole-hoters.
And with their sim-simbers and bomb-fombers.
And bagel-
Bomple-
Rumple-
Rube-rompers. And then they'd start to feast and feast.
They'd feast on who pudding and who roast beast.
Oh, why I hate those feasting feasters, said the Grinch. I hate them all.
So the Grinch made up a sleigh and made himself look like Santa Claus and started that cute little dog at the front part with a big stick on his head and made him look like a reindeer and whipped the poor thing. And they started going down the hill.
Oh, and you know something else that he hated?
They'd all come out at the end and start singing that
Bahudore, Bahudore,
looking all cheesy with their weird hair sticking out of their heads.
Why, the Grinch hated them.
So, they're going down the mountain hill, and the Grinch would look, and the little dog wasn't there in front of him. It was behind him on the sleigh, waving cute, but he yanked on the cord, and so the little dog was back at the front, making all these wild turns, defying gravity, which only animators of Bugs Bunny can do, but anyways.
As he sped down the hill into the town, and then he went into the house and got stuck in the chimney, but went down to the fireplace and got through okay.
He slithered and slid and started taking the ornaments from the trees and taking the hoo-blonkers and scub-clonkers and floob-flonkers.
He stole the whiz-whizzers and rum-flonkers, blim-blompers.
He took the hoo-glozzles and the whizzle-paws-bompers.
He even took the hobble-fliggin' blum-romper-clompers.
The hoozle-hoozer-boozers.
Doozer stompers.
Show clompers.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You really are a heel.
You're as foul as an onion.
And you're as stinky as an eel,
Mr. Grinch. You're a greasy black peel. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch.
Your brain is full of guck.
You've got spiders in your stomach.
And your eyes are made of muck,
Mr. Grinch. The three words that describe you best are as follows, and I quote.
Stink.
Stank.
Stuck.
Da-da.
Then he went to the kitchen and took all their food.
He even took the roast beast.
But, oh look,
there's little Susie Who, whose favorite film was Star Trek II.
What are you doing?
Said little Susie.
Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree?
He didn't know what to say, the Grinch, until his grinchy face turned into a grinchity smile.
Why, I'm just taking it to be fixed, said the old liar. See, it's got a defective bulb, and I can fix it, see? Now, get out of here, you little... Go on. Poof, shove off.
And little Susie Who...
Whose favorite film was Star Trek II.
Went off to bed with a glass of water...
Thank you, Santa Claus.
And with that, the Grinch slithered and sluthered and went up the chimney and got stuck, but he got away and threw all the bags down on the cute little dog's head and whipped him until they drove off in the sleigh.
And they went from house to house doing the same thing, using intercut shots of slithering, tracking things, and wonderful animation techniques.
Dun-da-da, dun-da-da-da. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch.
You really are a heel.
You're a greasy black banana with a stinking rotten peel, Mr. Grinch.
I wouldn't touch you with a...
Ba-ba.
39-and-a-half-foot pole.
You're an awful guy,
Mr. Grinch. You can't even make pie.
You've got onions around your earlobes.
And you don't often look at the sky, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that describe you best are as follows, and I quote.
Pig.
Bastard.
Ah, fucker.
Well, cynic grown hard by the world's materialist attitudes. And with that, the Grinchy old Grinch started high on his climb to the top of Mount Crumpet, where he'd take all the hoos, klub, clompers, and roast beasts and dump it.
The little dog climbed, his cute little middle getting squashed and stuck by the collar in his cute little middle.
And he climbed and he climbed and he got to the top and he had it all poised, all ready to drop.
When at that moment he heard the most wonderful thing.
Down in the village,
the hoos started to sing.
Bahudore, Bahudore, welcome Christmas, bring your cheer. Bahudore,
why, but they don't have their hoo glompers, or their slim bumpers, or flom dumpers. Why, they don't even have their whizzle-clom-clompers.
Bahudore,
why, they don't have their puddings or little candied treats. Why, they don't even have their who-roast beast.
Christmas, bring your cheer. Star Trek, we love you.
Why, with that, the Grinch suddenly shed a tear, and he realized that Christmas only comes once a year, and despite all the materialist tendencies of evil capitalists, why, it's the time of giving that goes back to the days of yore, and there's still something good in a human being, no matter how bad things look for the world.
There's still something in all of us, and he started to cry and realize how precious life was, despite all the commercial crap.
And the little dog was happy, too. And the Grinch looked and realized how cute the little dog was and how much he loved him, too.
And with that, his heart burst and grew three sizes that day. Boing, boing, boink.
But the sleigh, with all the material stuff that can make things extra fun, started falling off the cliff and... Oh, it's bad.
But the Grinch lifted it up because he was super strong, eh?
Because when your heart grows, you get the strength of 10 Grinches.
And they look cool on top of the mountain, huh?
And the dog and him slayed down the mountain.
Bahudore, Bahudore.
The Grinch in the middle of the thing.
And gave out presents and everyone was happy.
And he was a weird green Santa Claus
without any pants.
And Boris Karloff,
Dr. Seuss,
Chuck Jones,
and Fritz Freeling.
We pay tribute to your souls. You have taught us lots of things.
Bahudore,
welcome,
Bahudore.
Christmas. Bring your light and bring your cheer. The spirit reveals themselves to all of us. Try to make this thing last more than just once a year.
Star Trek, Star Wars, Bugs Bunny,
kindness to animals
and your buddies,
love your neighbor,
don't hit anyone,
and support legislation
banning guns.
And goodbye, said the Grinch.
And the end.
Bahudore, Bahudore, little doggies
loving you.
Bahudore, Bahudore, good night,
everybody. Ooh.
His skin is green, he's a nasty guy. He's got thick black eyebrows growing over his eyes. His dog's name is Max, knows what to do. He's gonna ruin Christmas for every last two. He's a Grinch. He is a Grinch. His heart is too small. That nasty old Grinch. He doesn't like anyone at all.
The Grinch learned something on that day. The Who's, they lost everything but sang anyway. The Grinch, he stole Christmas, really ranks. There are some people we should thank. Chuck Jones,
Boris Karloff,
Fritz Freeling,
Dr. Seuss, Kirk
and Spock,
and all the youths. Aww.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, if anyone can tell me anything about what you just heard, who Star Wars Theater were, or anything else, aside from the fact that the original singer of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, is Thurl Ravenscroft, also the voicer of Tony the Tiger. So please tell me, email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com, as you can help solve a personal mystery that's been constant for 15 years. That was The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and a song coda for Fritz Freeling, Chuck Jones, Kirk, in Spock by Star Wars Theater, or Star Wars Theater 3000 as well. Both Google-proof searches, my friends. Here's another gag standard to play on the Victrola by the Tree and the Fire and the Presents. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet released their Christmas single. Yes, thank you, Eggnog. This Christmas single was called It's a Wonderful Record. It was back in 1993, and it has more charm than all the tinsel you can find in a cellophane factory. And there's a copy in the Holiday Vault somewhere here in CITR. They did crack open a big one, but I didn't find this in here. But thankfully, I brought my own copy, which ranks highly in my short list of objects to rescue in case of any emergency. It's hard to pick which song to play here, but what we'll do is we'll pick one of their instrumental tracks just because it's an easy thing just to play by itself. This is Winterfresh on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. for you, not too merry for me. I want you here with me, 'cause misery loves company. Think about you every year, about this time, you know who you are my sexy Christmas baby mine. You know who you are my
Charlie, I'm pregnant, I'm living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. I stopped taking dope and I quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays a trombone and works out at the track. Says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says he's gonna raise him up just like it was his only son. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother, and he takes me out dancing every Saturday night. Charlie, I think about you when I pass the filling station, on account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still have that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. How do you lie? Charlie, I almost went crazy when Mario got busted. Went back to Omaha to live with my folks. And everyone I used to know is either dead or in prison. Came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy. First time since my accident. I wish I had all that money I used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot and I wouldn't sell anything. Drive me a different car every day, depending on. If you wanna know the truth of it, don't have me a husband, he don't play the trombone. I gotta borrow money to pay this lawyer and Charlie, hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
Everyone's darling, Nico Case, taking on Tom Waits' Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis off the new Coat of Paint tribute album from 2000. Nico has a new album called Middle Cyclone due out in March next year, and the leaked album cover features her standing on the hood of a muscle car wielding a sword, which is basically 2009's Little Wayne. Before that, the late Great Morphine with Sexy Christmas Baby Mine, a B-side from the long out-of-print single Cure for Pain from 1993. You can also find that on the Boston Trio's Best of 1992 to 1995 album, but thankfully, ZITR 101.9 FM actually has the 7-inch here in our wonderful archives. And before that, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet with Winter Fresh. Maybe I could play the two other songs from Shadowy Planet, Shadowy Men. Ooh, they're single there, though. That might spoil future nuggets from those old Toronto kids, but what do you think? There's still 10 minutes here. About, you know, it's just phone 604-822-2487. Tell me if you want to hear Deck the Halls with the United Boys Choir and then the 12 answering machine messages of Christmas. But let's listen to James Brown first in the form of a late 60s gem that was found again for a 1995 compilation called Funky Christmas. Here is the Godfather of Soul with a soulful Christmas on Radio Free Gak, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Got my baby, my first love. Happiness, good God, I got plenty of. Would you believe I got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Cheer. I love you, James Brown, love you. You're lucky so and so. Missy, oh, follow me. Oh, 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 so for Christmas, like a sweet melody. I'm a lucky so and so. The bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have good cheer. I love you. I love you. Won't take nobody else. I can't stand myself. Good God. I got a heart full of love for the whole wide world. Soulful girl, I get this feeling every now and then. Gotta get ready, bring the new year in. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All good cheer. There's one more thing that's been so nice to me down through the years, and I'll always remember you. Well, I'll never forget. You bought my records. Come to see my show. That's why James Brown love you so. You come to see my show. That's a debt that I'll always owe. Come to see my show. See you Christmas. Come to see my show.
Reindeer, 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 I caught one of your horns. And even if it rains here, it's much worse in the north.
Shadows in the dark, and you glitter
All right. What we just heard there was... What was that? That was The Knife from Sweden. That was Christmas Reindeer. It was basically one of their holiday songs. It actually is just a remake, a chilling festive version of the original song Reindeer from 2000. But they put Christmas Reindeer up on their sites on 2006 for everyone to download for free. And then before that, we heard, of course, The Godfather of Soul, James Brown with Soulful Christmas. And in the background here, from Wales, what a wonderful little place for Christmas. We hear Gorky's Zygmunt Monkey, a drunken ape if there ever was one. And the song is Christmas Eve, off 1999 Spanish Dance Troupe. So, there's only just a few more minutes left here. Radio Free Gak coming up at 9 p.m. as my chair gets adjusted properly for Gavin Walker and the Jazz Show. Then coming up at midnight, it is Vengeance Is Mine with 2 hours of punk with Trevor Fielding. And if you missed any of this week's show, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. You can subscribe via CITR's website, www.citr.ca, or mine, gak.ca, where I have playlists and links to the artists playing. Now, as I may have mentioned earlier, I won't be here next week, so the delightful Ms. Anita B. of Wednesday night Sam Squatch's Hideaway, she'll be filling in for me. So I'll coordinate with her so that the podcast is as fresh as can be. And what I'll do is I'll see you in 2 weeks' time for my last show of 2008, which may be a year in review, but I'm leaning toward something else. So what we'll do is we'll close off, as promised, vaguely, although no one called in, but, you know, I sort of hyped it up. So we'll listen to Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet and Brent Bambury and the Vienna Boys Choir with Deck the Halls. So tip of the holiday hat to regular listeners Jane, Greg, and Dorota. Otherwise, to the rest of you and those close to you, happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa, Good Yule, Festive Solstice, Super Serenalia, Hauska Yola, Joyeux Noël, Meli Kalikimaka, I can't say this in Polish, Veszle Świat, Malagayang Pasko, and Feliz Navidad. Happy holidays and season greetings to you all, and I'll see you on the fifth night of Christmas, 2 weeks from now.
Ladies and gentlemen, join me now in welcoming from beautiful downtown Vienna, Kurt Waldheim's favorite band, the Vienna Boys Choir. Let's hear it!
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you that you're listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up in a few seconds.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.